Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? This is DJ from Move the Sticks. Today on the show, as the draft has finally made it here, it is going to be my final mock draft. This is an event that I do each and every year. This year, I'm joined by Rich Eisen and Charles Davis, my two good buddies, as we go through the entirety of the first round, which is one of the more unpredictable first rounds that I can ever remember. It's going to be a complete wild ride. I hope you guys will all join us on NFL Network to check it out Thursday evening. We'll have you covered all weekend long, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Every round of the draft, we've got you covered. But I think you guys will enjoy this one today. Kind of going through the different scenarios, what I think here as the draft is upon us. So without further ado, here is my final mock draft of 2022.
NFL Network's week-long residency in Las Vegas, Nevada is now hitting our mock draft program here in, as I mentioned, the great state of Nevada. We could not be more thrilled to be right here on the lake, right by where the red carpet will be taking place on Thursday night for all the prospects, 20-plus of them here in the home of the Las Vegas Raiders and the home of the 2022 NFL Draft. We're sitting on a lake, hanging out, getting ready for one last mock draft to sneak in before the real deal starts. Rich Eisen, along with Charles Davis and the man of the hour, certainly literally and figuratively of this hour, Daniel Jeremiah. Good to see you gents here in Las Vegas. Good to see you.
Did you ever think we'd see this day,
Never.
Rich?
Never. I thought this very warm place would have to freeze over before that would happen. But we're here. It's a very hot day. Fountains are going off. Fans are right there on Las Vegas Boulevard. And we are here with you, with Daniel Jeremiah and Charles Davis. Hey, Charles, this is your what draft with us here on NFL Network?
I believe 16.
16th draft on NFL Network, which means he's still the baby at the end of the set right over there.
Youngster.
Right. 10th NFL draft for Daniel Jeremiah with us here. Let's take a look. Stroll down memory lane here with you, DJ. It all started on the mini side set there.
Oh, yeah, the kids' table.
At you and Ian in Radio City Music Hall. back there, in the day.
There we go. Breaking it down there. Doing the best we can with those 24 seconds that we had in that hit and right back down to the audience main set.
And then right back to everything. Okay, so the Jacksonville Jaguars once again are going to be put on the clock to kick things off for a second straight year. Before we get to that, what do you think makes this NFL draft special this year long?
Well, there's a lot unknown. That's what's going to make it fun for us and for the viewers. But when you look at the talent that's in this draft, edge rusher and wide receiver, it's extremely deep. So in a quarterback league, you got guys that can help them catching the football, and you got guys that can get after them up front.
You did mention the unpredictability. How about just rankings? However you have people ranked, they may go out the window. Whoever's been the consensus first quarterback might not get his name called first. Same for edge rusher, same for offensive lineman, and right on down the line.
We've been asking the fans all day long who they think the first overall pick in the draft is going to be out of the Jacksonville Jaguars. When we left Indianapolis a couple of months ago, it looked like it could be either Ikem Ekwonu or Aiden Hutchinson. And right now, those guys are showing and placing in our poll question for the day. Trevon Walker, according to the fans, is going to be the first one to be named on Thursday night. Let's kick things off with your mock draft. Do you agree with that assessment?
I agree with the people. Trevon Walker from Georgia, I believe, will be the first pick tomorrow night. And this is somebody that brings you all the upside. And I want to say that as well, knowing I think he's a safe pick. I think we've categorized him and Aiden Hutchinson as one's a safe guy, one's a risky guy. I think this is still a safe pick, but with tremendous upside, whose versatility fits very well in Mike Caldwell's system there in Jacksonville. He's long, he's rangy. The limited production has been the knock on him, but the usage is what's pointed out to defend that. They used him in a lot of different ways. They didn't just free him up and let him go rush the quarterback. At 6'5", 275 plus pounds, you can put him inside over a guard and watch him maul and finish here on the quarterback. I think he's the best interior rusher in this draft class. Against the run, use those 35-inch arms, set the edge, no problem. You're not going to be able to run to his side. He also has the ability to drop in coverage. You should not be that big, that athletic, and be able to get your hands on the football in coverage, Charles.
Yeah, that should be illegal, shouldn't it? And you just mentioned Mike Caldwell, the defensive coordinator for Jacksonville Jaguars, and how he could be used in that system. Remember, Mike Caldwell came from Todd Bowles' system in Tampa. How did he use Jason Pierre-Paul? How was that utilized? That'll give you a clue how he would use Trevon Walker all over the place, any situation, find the right matchup, find the spot for him and turn him loose.
So a Georgia Bulldog stays right there. I guess he's going to, it's the cocktail hour, right? The home of the cocktail hour. He's used to playing in that sort of area.
They don't say that anymore, but we know that.
Oh, my bad. I'm an old school guy. It's
I'm
Vegas.
With you.
I mean, I'm looking for Sinatra at the Sands tonight.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
See you at the Desert Inn.
So, because it has heart. The Desert Inn has heart. Don't forget that. So there are not one, not two, but eight teams that have multiple first round picks in this year's NFL draft. We'll always do the math for you. There's 32 picks in the first round. Thus, half of the first round will be chosen by a quarter of the league in the National Football League. Eight teams have multiple picks, starting right here with the next two, the Lions and the Texans, their first of two picks in the first round. What do you think is going to happen here, Dan?
Well, pick number two, I believe you run this card up for Aiden Hutchinson. If he does not go number one, I cannot see the hometown team, the Detroit Lions, with a desperate need for a pass rusher, passing up, in my opinion, the best player in the draft in Aiden Hutchinson. Then it gets to three, and this is where a lot of the intrigue is around the league. Nobody has any clue what the Texans are going to do. Could it be Derek Stingley? It might be. That's the late buzz. But I'm going to go with Ikem Ekwonu, who I think is the best offensive lineman in this draft. He's got the ability to play guard. He can play tackle. I think he begins his career as a starting right tackle for the Houston Texans, trying to protect Davis Mills.
I love where you're going with this, DJ. I think Aiden Hutchinson, central casting for the Detroit Lions, Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, and their crew. And then when you get to three, we've talked in this draft about the draft starts at six with Carolina with quarterbacks. DJ's right. It starts at three with Houston. I think Ikem Ekwonu would probably go there, but there is going to be some intrigue. Could it be a pass rusher like Kayvon Thibodeau? Could it be a corner? And if so, it might not be Sauce Gardner. It might very well be Derek Stingley.
Well, Ekwonu would, one would think, be there to help protect Davis Mills from Trevon Walker when they play each other. That's something for the AFC South if things go 1-2-3 like that. And then picks four and five, also the first of two first-round selections by these two teams, except these two teams have their other picks also in the first 10 picks, because the Giants and the Jets have absolutely earned that, right? Since 2017, this city, so nice they've named it twice, has not been good at all. The Giants have not even made the playoffs since 2016. The Jets go first with the fourth overall pick, and then they've got the 10th, and then the Giants go fifth and seventh. The Jets, it's been over a decade since they played extra football after the regular season. Who do you think they go fourth overall?
Well, they've built up the trenches the last couple of years. They need some skill talent in this draft. At pick four, I've got them going with Ahmad Sauce Gardner, who for me is the best corner in this draft class. You talk about elite range, elite man cover skills. Robert Saleh would love to deploy him in a division with a lot of talent at the wide receiver position. Then we get to the Giants. Evan Neal plugs right in as your right tackle. Andrew Thomas played well last year, really got better as the season wore on. Now you've got bookends here to protect Daniel Jones, so you can get a fair evaluation on Daniel Jones, Charles.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to need this fifth year coming up. Stuff to make a decision on his option. We'll find that out probably next week. But going back there, when you're going with the Jets and you're saying Ahmad Gardner, that's reliability over traits, because Ahmad Gardner has just ascended in his years at Cincinnati. He's become that guy and has played through. If you're talking about Derek Stingley there, you're talking about a guy who has to prove it from 2019, had a couple of uneven years since then. And I love what you said about the Giants there, because you've got Thomas there at left tackle. Evan Neal's the most versatile offensive tackle in this draft. He's played tackle, he's played guard. You plug him right in. You don't have to make two moves. It's one move, and it gives Daniel Jones an opportunity to prove he's the guy in New York.
So that's the Jets and Giants picks right there, picks four and five.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Back here in Las Vegas, cannot wait to finally get some answers to some weeks and months long questions like, what will the Panthers do sixth overall? Will they take a quarterback? Because so far, since Matt Rhule has come off the campus at Baylor, the law firm of Bridgewater, Darnold, Watson, and Walker have not really won many cases. And the question is will they go ahead and add a quarterback to this mix? Daniel, what do you think?
I think it's in play, but I know they have a pressing need at tackle, and I know there's a chance they could even move up, try and get ahead of the Giants, part with a pick next year to secure the tackle that they want. Charles Cross, in this scenario, that's their best option. He's going to plug right in and be a starter, a big position of need. Then we get to the Giants' second selection. You've gone offensive line with that first one to help your quarterback. How about getting, in my opinion, the best receiver in the draft, Garrett Wilson? Reminds me a lot of Stephon Diggs. You look at the brass in New York. They came from Buffalo, a player they really appreciated there. We get to pick number 8. Let's keep the wide receiver theme going. The Atlanta Falcons are not winning anything right now, so you might as well take Jameson Williams. Be patient with him. Let him take his time and recover, and think about your quarterback in next year's draft.
I like it. I love where you're going with all this. Charles Cross at 6. He's going to be in play for the Giants at 5 as well. That's under consideration. Now, when you get to 7, this reminds me a little bit, guys, of Cincinnati last year. Go get the tackle to protect your quarterback, Joe Burrow. That would have been Penei Sewell. We would have understood it. Ja'Marr Chase at wide receiver, you help him by giving him another weapon and make yourself explosive because you feel as an organization, you've got a tackle in Jonah Williams who can play. Well, if you're the Giants, you've got Andrew Thomas. Go get Garrett Wilson, help out your quarterback, and continue to roll that way. Can they be as explosive as Ja'Marr Chase and the Bengals last year with their 3 receivers? We will find out. But it does give your quarterback an opportunity, and it also shows confidence in Andrew Thomas already there.
What's your concern about Jameson Williams and his health, though?
Well, I think he's going to be fine once you get to late November, early November, late October even, potentially getting back onto the field. But this is a 4-5-year-plus move. You're going to be okay with him missing a few ball games to start the year.
So that's the way that you see the first 8 picks in this draft going. And now we've got a wrinkle. Do we have a trade to announce? I'm actually putting my finger in my ear, acting like,
is there a card that goes with that?
It's funny. Everybody in this business never really like has to do this to make it seem like they're being talked to. But we do. A trade?
I think this is a trade spot. This is John Schneider. What he loves to do is to trade out. He's done it as much as anybody in the general manager spot. In this case, you auction off the 9th pick. You have people wanting to come up for wide receivers. But before you execute that trade, you call the team picking right behind you in the New York Jets and say, guys, you only want to move one spot. We can make something happen here. Let's give me a 4th round pick. I'm going to move back one spot. And then you get a chance with the Jets to come up and get their receiver in Drake London. So you've gone Sauce Gardner. You come back with Drake London. Sure, you could gamble and wait that he falls to you. But why take that chance to just part with a 4th round pick and get your guy?
And so the Seahawks would then take who with the 10th?
The Seahawks would then still get the guy they were going to take at 9 and Kayvon Thibodeau. So you slide back one spot. You pick up a 4th round pick. And you get a guy that Pete Carroll's going to love coming off the edge in Thibodeau.
So this would be fascinating that the Jets would acquire the pick the Seahawks got for trading Russell Wilson to the Broncos in return for the pick that the Seahawks gave the Jets originally in the Jamal Adams trade.
Correct.
So the Seahawks would choose their own draft choice originally when the time hits. Like, that's literally what we're
tied it all up in a nice bow there.
I love how you bring that all around and tie it all together. Thibodeau to Seattle, perfect sense to me because Pete Carroll, the most relentlessly positive coach in the league. That seems like a good fit for this young man out of Oregon to match his talents with that coach. But let's go back now because that move at 9 for Drake London, that's a tremendous move for the Jets. Got Elijah Moore last year out of Ole Miss. They've got Corey Davis already on the roster, who they got from the Tennessee Titans 2 years ago. But Drake London operating out of the slot like Larry Fitzgerald did near the end of his career, big body receivers, make the tough catches that are contested, and then afterwards do some damage with the ball in their hands.
So Jets with Sauce and Drake London and the Giants, Evan Neal and Garrett Wilson. I think both teams would be very happy if that's the way it shakes out.
I think you've really helped both those young quarterbacks without question here. They've got a big opportunity. These teams can't mess it up because this is going to be foundation pieces for them going forward.
Pick 11, the Washington Commanders select
Who?
Well, I think if Drake London was there, he would be the pick. He's gone in this scenario. So they go back to Ohio State and shop there. And that's something they've done a lot of, especially at the wide receiver position. And they get Chris Olave, who I believe is the cleanest route runner, the purest route runner in this draft class, smooth as silk. They want to try and make that addition of Carson Wentz look good. You got to believe this first pick's going to be something to help him in that regard. Next up, you've got the Minnesota Vikings. Look, Derek Stingley could be long gone by now. This is the absolute floor for him. And there's just such an easy connection with Patrick Peterson being already there, their relationship, the LSU connection. It'd be a home run pick if he does get to the Minnesota Vikings at 12. We get to pick 13, the Houston Texans with their next selection. Jermaine Johnson, he might be in play for them with their first pick, with third overall. Big-time edge rusher. He's got the length off the edge, dominated at the Senior Bowl, a transfer from Georgia, which is embarrassing that Georgia didn't have a place for him. That's how dominant they were. And then speaking of Georgia, we go get the big man to the Baltimore Ravens. I know they have other needs. You could say this is not a position of need for the Baltimore Ravens. But when you have a size, speed, freak athlete like this playing in the SEC, Ozzie Newsome is still in the building. And he would make sure that this man does not pass the Baltimore Ravens.
I love that part because of this reason. Jordan Davis fits the Baltimore Ravens, how they want to play. Defense means something to them. And they've re-signed Calais Campbell. Jordan Davis, we've seen him at 360. We saw him at the combine at 341 when he had his bounce and his verve. I think if he gets down to 320, we're talking about being able to stay on the field longer, increase his stamina. Calais Campbell is there. He's in the room. He can teach this young man how to be a pro, do all the right things, learn how to be the guy that the Ravens will count on. And when Calais Campbell goes, the torch can get passed. Jordan Davis can be a three-down defensive lineman. He just needs to make sure that physical conditioning is up to par.
And I know a lot of comparisons have been made with him and Haloti Ngata. I was in Baltimore with Haloti. He actually reminds me of a young Albert Haynesworth. Yeah. I know people can look at Haynesworth in the contract and later on in his career, he was dominant. There's a reason why Washington paid him all that money. That's a similar type player in Jordan Davis.
Now, I love that comp too, but here's my fun part. Derek Stingley. Because as you mentioned, he can be long gone by the time the Vikings get to 12. At the same time, this is a guy who I think is the most talented corner in this draft. Gardner is going to come off the board first, most likely, because he's been cleaner. But take a look at Derek Stingley's traits. And when people start to say we're going to gamble a move, Marshawn Lattimore comes to mind. Watch how they play these go routes. Look at Stingley, pins him to the sideline, and once he knows he's got him on his hip, see how he turns and locates the football, goes up and gets it? Watch the top of your screen, Marshawn Lattimore. Same thing. Okay, you're going to run a go. I've got you on my hip, pinned. Look at the head come around. Go up, knock the football away. Those are the traits that both of them have, what they possess. And for your old school guys, Derek Stingley's feet, when he's at his best, Lem Barney of the Detroit Lions.
Whoa, hey now.
Wow, that's impressive. That's a big name. You know, it's funny how you guys said these guys could be long gone by now. Everybody you just said from 11 to 14 could be long gone and could wind up being a top seven pick. Thus, the ones you have mocked at the top seven could be those guys that are taken right here and now. And then, you know, as we saw the New York teams kind of dominate the top 10, these teens picks are going to be dominated by two teams that have two selections right here. And they made a swap with each other as well for the Saints to come back using a pick in next year's draft to get in to this year's draft with the Eagles. So the Saints, as you saw, got the 16th overall pick and the 19th and then the 6th for an 18th pick. And then you could see next year's draft. They dove into the next two drafts to pop in here. And at the time when they made this this trade, we were wondering, who are the Saints doing this for? Are they going to package it together to move up? Well, I guess we'll see that tomorrow night. But if they stay as is, one would think there's a guy on the board that a lot of people are shocked is still around if this happens tomorrow night.
Well, there's a couple options here. We start with the Philadelphia Eagles, Rich, and Kyle Hamilton's my fifth overall player. So for the Eagles to get him here down at pick 15 is an incredible value. He's going to be able to play in the middle of the field. It's a screaming need for this football team. That interception, by the way, against Florida State's the best one of anybody in this draft class. We get to the Saints. The quarterbacks are in the mix there, Rich. That could potentially be an opportunity for them. They'd have the pick of any of them in this scenario. But left tackle is a big need. Teron Armstead has moved on. They replace him with big Trevor Penning. He is nasty in the run game, a little bit of a work in progress in pass protection, but a big physical mauler. Kyir Elam, a polarizing player out of Florida.
I think it's a chance he goes in the top 20. I have him going right here to the Chargers. You put him outside. You've got Asante Samuel who could kick inside and play the nickel. You brought over J.C. Jackson with that big free agent contract. That would be a remade secondary. We stay in the secondary. Trent McDuffie, he'd be my red star player, Charles. I think he is rock solid. This guy's going to be a 10-year pro, always in phase, always in position, and can play the football. He's also outstanding against the run. The Saints, their second selection. Look, the off-the-ball linebackers could slide and drift in this draft class. How about the opportunity to learn from DeMario Davis for Devin Lloyd, who could be the next great linebacker in the NFL?
And you mentioned red star pick. That means for a scout, a guy in the room, you're saying, I've got to have
this
guy.
You put your stamp on
that guy. Well, let's go back to Philadelphia, because you're talking about two players there to go with their defense. Jonathan Gannon, their defensive coordinator, heavy zone team last year, wanted everything in front of them. No big plays over the top. Well, you take care of that with Kyle Hamilton as your roving center field free safety, who could also drop down and be a strong safety, who can be a dime linebacker. He can be anything you want in that defense. And Trent McDuffie, Daniel Jeremiah just outlined everything he can do. His play in zone, seeing the football coming at him, making plays on the ball, I like where the Eagles are going with that.
And that might fit their style, but our friend at the Combine, Gio the podcaster, if the Eagles have a chance to get Devin Lloyd and let him slip, for the love of God, the man wants a linebacker.
But didn't he meet with Howie Roseman?
He did.
He told him,
for the love of God, give me linebackers.
Here's how I'm going to encourage Gio, though. This is going to be a loaded day two group of linebackers. We saw all those guys running the 4.4s.
Okay.
Gio, you're going to get your linebacker. Patience. Just be patient.
Okay, got to be patient. Just not here. So this would be, Kyle Hamilton, 15. After you just said Jermaine Johnson could go at 13 in the Texans. And if they get Ekwonu and Johnson together, that would be a great package right there. So Penning and Lloyd would be the two Saints, and Hamilton and McDuffie would be the two Eagles. All of this means every quarterback would be available for the Steelers tomorrow night. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a real possibility that that's the case, that they're staring at every single quarterback on the board. Now, we can make a case for a quarterback at 6. We can make a case for a quarterback at 8. We can make a case for a quarterback at 9. But everything that I've heard is that I don't think that's happening. So now the Pittsburgh Steelers have their choice. They can go in any direction they want. They can go right now for Kenny Pickett, get him on the field year one, or they could go and be patient and go with Willis. I think they end up going with Kenny Pickett and get him on the field, let him compete with Mitchell Trubisky right away. They're going to know him better than any team in the NFL. He's in their building. I mean, they share a facility there at Pitt. They've seen him play in that environment. I think his toughness and grit will be well appreciated by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, and look at what he's got going for him. Look at there with your card there, Daniel. Anticipation, playmaker. I think you describe him as a more athletic Matt Hasselbeck. And look how he increased his play during his time at Pitt. This last year, he took it all the way to All-America status. He took it all the way to where he went to New York for the Heisman Trophy candidacy. And face it, his numbers at the end, absolutely terrific.
So they would throw him in the mix with Mason Rudolph and Mitchell Trubisky, as they've moved on from Ben Roethlisberger. They wouldn't have to go very far. As you know, the Steelers and the Pittsburgh Panthers share a facility. We've been in the Pittsburgh Panther locker room many a Thursday night football, hanging out, making sure that we stay warm for those games. So we got 20 picks in the books right here on the Daniel Jeremiah 2022 mock draft. I think the fountains are dancing for it.
I figure for every pick I get wrong, the fountain's going to squirt me. That's kind of what I'm waiting for. Yeah.
It's like one of those things.
If you look at my mock draft, I'm already drenched.
Nice.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game, bro.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And it is now time for picks 21 at all. Daniel, who do you have here going 21 to New England?
Well, 21's easy because Bill Belichick tells everybody his business. Yeah. And so this is an easy one.
It's a good read.
I'm going to go Zion Johnson from Boston College. Some guys just feel like Patriots. This is one. Intelligence, versatility. He's literally played up and down the line of scrimmage, played some center at the Senior Bowl. I think he'd be a plug and play guard for the New England Patriots. He'll pick up their system, which can be complicated very easily. So that's 21. We get to 22. I'm going to do it, Rich. They might not, but I'm doing it. I'm going to go Treylon Burks. If they're going to take a wide receiver, they do have a profile. They like bigger guys, physical wide receivers. Think about Aaron Rodgers throwing all those smoke screens. You got a run play called. You got some cushion. Just flip it out to Treylon Burks and make a corner try and tackle that big dude. We get to the Arizona Cardinals. Pass rush need. Chandler Jones is gone. It is huge. George Karlaftis, he fits them. You think about Marcus Golden, how hard he plays. George Karlaftis could match that on the other side. So that's where we are through picks 23. Again, confidence level on the Patriots extremely high.
Of course you're going to know exactly what you're going to do. I'm going to go back to your pick with Green Bay because you did mention they could very well not do it. They haven't picked the wide receiver in the first round in 20 years, and it's a wide receiver rich draft. They could get two in the second round, but Green Bay fans don't want to hear it. But Treylon Burks, I enjoy this pick and this selection for this reason. This is a mature guy.
Oh, boy.
Physically gifted.
Really?
And yes, you're always looking for your Deebo Samuel, not just in body type, but in the way you play. We may question Treylon Burks' speed from the combine. Did you see him pulling away on that tape? He doesn't get caught in game speed. He goes well, plus he's mature. And he's going to need that to be with Aaron Rodgers right away.
When you look at that Shanahan system, right, and you look at run after catch, he's the best of all the six receivers. You can look up the numbers on it. He's got the highest yards after catch of any of these top six
best
receivers.
Best yak guy in the draft?
He is a yak guy.
The yak is built into the offense and how they run it.
And so we asked Cowboys Nation and the rest of the football-loving nation who the Cowboys should select or what position they should select 24th. Overall, I mean, Cowboys fans have seen the offensive line that used to be its 1,000% lock strength have some injuries on it and a little bit of struggle up front for Dak and Zeke and Pollard and the rest of them. Wide receiver, as we all know, Amari Cooper is now a Cleveland Brown. Gallup has been re-signed, but he's hurt for the foreseeable future, and now Cedric Wilson is in Miami. What do you think the Cowboys wind up doing?
Well, I think the interior offensive line can be addressed later. It's a pretty deep group. I look at the wide receiver position. I look at Jahan Dotson and plugging him in there with CeeDee Lamb. The best hands in the draft. You'll see that one-handed catch several times over the next few days against Ohio State. He can track it. He can go get it. Dak Prescott would love throwing the ball to Jahan Dotson. Fast and smooth. Deontay Johnson, he moves like Deontay Johnson. He's got much more reliable hands than Deontay Johnson, who's been a good player for the Pittsburgh Steelers. The route running, he snaps it off. He turns corners inside out. He's got really good feel, double move. You see that second gear. I was around DeSean Jackson when he was with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's got that same type of body type, and he has that ability to find that extra gear. Here's a run after catch we were just talking about with Treylon Burks. Not at that same package, not as big, not as physical, but still is able to make things happen. Those best hands in the draft, he can go up and play above the rim, plays much bigger than his size.
But here's the thing with Jahan Dotson and the Cowboys pick. This is shades of CD Lamb falling to them a few years ago. And you get the sense of this Cowboys team, they want to play fast break football. When you get Gallup back full speed, you got Gallup, CD Lamb, you had Jahan Dotson. And remember, you've got a plus size, Magic Johnson size point guard and Dak Prescott. So it's fast break football, motion offense. Everyone gets a touch. Dak spreads it around, and the Cowboys try to outscore everyone in the NFC East.
All right, now we get to the final quarter of the first round of the draft in this mock for 2022. What do you think the Buffalo Bills do at 25?
Well, I've looked at corner. I've looked at all these different positions they could go. I can't come up with a more impactful player than Breece Hall, the running back out of Iowa State.
Taking Breece Hall here is a total reset for head coach Sean McDermott. Defensive coordinator by trade. Remember when Brian Daboll was running the offense, he played his weapons really well, and they were a passing team that mixed in the run.
Yeah, you see the patience, the contact balance. David Johnson was my comparison. Everything, people forget how good young David Johnson was in this league.
So now the Titans, 26th overall, they go with an offensive lineman.
Yeah, they go to Tulsa, and they get Tyler Smith, who, if Ike Ekwonu is the nastiest lineman in this draft, he's number two. He finishes dudes. Now, he's got a lot of penalties. He's going to have to dial that back a little bit. But when you think of physicality, toughness, nasty, that works with the Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans at 26th overall, go tackle. Okay, so it's now time to move on to what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to do. The first, if you will, big you got to be kidding me story of March, which was a month filled with you've got to be kidding me moments, was Brady saying he's unretiring. And then, of course, we know it was the retirement of Bruce Arians to hand things off to Todd Bowles. What happens with the 27th overall selection?
Well, I think the roster's in great shape. And you could say, okay, you can make a pick for the future. But I still think this is a team chasing Lombardi right now with Brady's timeline. So let's get somebody that can rush the passer inside. We know what they can do coming off of the edges. Logan Hall from Houston, one of the best interior pass rushers. I don't know that he's going to be an every down player year one, but he is going to get on the field in those sub situations and get after quarterbacks. We get to pick 28 with the Green Bay Packers. Quay Walker, quite honestly, I just had to get him in the first round. He's a first round player. You got to find a home for him. He can play off the ball. There's some teams think if you stand this guy up on the edge, he could be a double digit sack producer. He's that type of a physical athlete off the edge. So I just wanted to get him into the first round. That's how I ended up with him with the Packers.
By the way, it was 5 years ago tonight that we were in the draft hall that was made out of the Rocky Steps, a makeshift draft hall in Philadelphia, when we heard Andy Reid had moved up in the draft, and we thought it could be for Deshaun Watson, yeah. Right? And we looked at each other, and we heard the name of Patrick Mahomes, and it turns out to be one of the greatest days in the history of the Kansas City Chiefs organization, to say the least. And now Mahomes, though, doesn't have Tyreek Hill anymore. The question is what do the Chiefs do here after they rectified, it seemed, their offensive line last year in the draft? What do you think?
Well, they've got the ammo. If they want to go up, they could take 29 and 30 and package a third-round pick and get all the way up to number 9. But if they stick and pick, I look at the pass rush. I look at Boye Mafe, big-time get-off, coming out of Minnesota. I thought at the Senior Bowl, he looked like a different player than what he saw on tape. He's really on the rise. I think he could sneak into the bottom of the first round. And speaking of on the rise, George Pickens. Now, look, there's a little bit of risk here, some durability concerns. There's some immaturity stuff that I'm okay with. I don't think it's that big of a deal. He could very easily sneak into the bottom of round one. And you watch, he gets with the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. Look out.
Let's start with Boye Mafe. Does he not look like a Frank Clark coming off the edge when you get him going? And the way that they played him at Minnesota, there's a lot of read and react. At the Senior Bowl, as Daniel articulated, they turned him loose. And he rushed off the edge and inside over guards, which he didn't do much in Minnesota. I think that's a nice selection for them. Steve Spagnuolo would love to have him. George Pickens is going to be very interesting. Extremely underrated. He'll be a guy out on the edge and give Patrick Mahomes another target. Reminds me a lot of Mike Williams with the Los Angeles Chargers. Body control in the air, ability to play the football. And yes, he can get on top of you and get deep and make that big catch downfield.
So those are the two Chiefs picks. Interesting you said they could trade those picks in the third and go up to 9 and take Seattle's spot, which is why maybe the Jets get a little jumpy and make their own move to go get
And especially if Jamison Williams starts to drift a little bit, you would think that'd be an obvious target for the Chiefs.
Or these are spots where somebody could trade back in and get a quarterback that they're nervous might not.
I feel like we sell that every year, though, and we always wait that it never happens.
Well, we'll see, because it's a fifth year of contractual control. You got the Bengals and you got the Lions to finish up last right here. The Bengals take who 31st overall?
I got him going to Michigan and getting David Ojabo. Okay. And this Good is a reason him. Why I like this pick. You don't have to rush him back at all. You're the Cincinnati Bengals. You were just in the Super Bowl. You want to just make your way into the postseason, get David Ojabo up to speed and help you make a postseason run next year. See if you can't finish the deal. And then here we are at 32. We get the second quarterback, Malik Willis. Now, again, this is how crazy this draft is. We've talked about it. Pick 6, the Carolina Panthers, they're in play. Malik Willis is in play at pick number 6, or the chance he goes all the way down here to number 32. We saw him at the Senior Bowl live. When you talk about the ability to drive the football, it was pouring outside. Everybody else struggled. He was letting it rip. Was around Steve McNair towards the end of his career with the Baltimore Ravens, and that's who he reminded me of. Just because of the physicality that he plays the game with, not only as a thrower, but as a runner. He's got an enormously powerful lower half, which he uses to drive the football as a thrower. And then as a runner, he uses it to bounce away from defenders. Here he is showing off that arm strength, back foot. Don't worry about stepping into a throw.
Incredible.
Just flip it out there. At the pro day, this was the show-off throw here. This was the throw we saw from Zach Wilson that since then, every pro day has featured that throw.
That's right.
But what you see right here is my favorite thing about Malik Willis. It's that smile. It's the energy that he brings. His teammates love him. And, man, the Detroit Lions would have a fun player to develop.
If you meet his father, Henry, you understand very quickly where that comes from. But when you watch him go and watch everything that's there, the best part is if he goes to Detroit at 32, he does not have to play right away. Jared Goff is there under contract to 2024, gives a chance to settle in, learn a few things. The package comes into play in the early part. We'll see how it plays out.
All right, some quick hitters as we leave. Charles, you first. Player who could sneak into the first round is
Sky Moore from Western Michigan, one of DJ's favorite players, maybe Kansas City at 30.
Player teams will be sorry they passed on is you, Daniel.
Oh, a player they'll be sorry they passed on. Well, I could give you a number of players you'll be sorry that you passed on. Why don't you just tell me who the player is? Who's the guy they'll pass on?
Okay, very
Johnny
good.
Johnny Olson.
Unlikely team that could trade up for a quarterback.
Tennessee Titans. Very unlikely, but when you talk about it, that's the one that comes into play because of what happened in the playoffs last year.
DJ, you have 7 edge rushers and 7 wide receivers in the first round, but let's just say you got to choose one over the other, which will have more.
I think wide receivers. I think we're going to see at the end of the first round those teams jumping up to get wideouts.
Charles, biggest player in the draft, player in the draft with the biggest upside.
Well, for me, it's Jalen Petrie. Absolutely love him. He's got instincts like Tyrann Mathieu, like Antoine Winfield, Elijah Molden. Play him everywhere.
All right, and that'll wrap it up right here for Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft.
Nothing more American than a mock draft. To have Lee Greenwood serenading us as we finish up the mock draft.
Oh, and fountains in Las Vegas. We'll see you for the real McCoy on Thursday night on NFL Network.
All right, I hope you guys have enjoyed that. This was it's a fun exercise, as it always is, doing these mock drafts. Appreciate and very thankful for my good buddies, Rich Eisen and Charles Davis, for joining me on the show this year. Again, very unpredictable. Who knows? I could go 0-32 this year, guys. I'm not real confident on the picks this year. It's an unknown draft, which is going to make for a fun broadcast. And I wish everybody, all our buddies out there and the teams that listen to this, wish you guys all the best of luck. You guys that are listening and been loyal with us for over 800 episodes, we appreciate you as well. I hope you enjoy the draft, and we'll have you covered here with more content on Move the Sticks as we continue. Bucky's doing a phenomenal job. He'll have some guests joining him as well as we kind of keep the train rolling here. So appreciate you guys very much. Thanks to Nabil, best producer in the business, and we'll see you next time right here on Move the Sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Did you catch season 3 of This Is Digital? Season 3 of This Is Digital goes behind the scenes to reveal how digital trends show up in everyday decisions and actions, including digital lessons from the EV revolution and the chief digital officer's role in disruption and culture. Featuring guests like Ekta Chopra of Elf Beauty and Tyson Jomini of JD Power. Do you have a digital mindset? Find out by checking out the latest and greatest on season 3 of This Is Digital and learn more at westmonroe.com.